Together as one magnificent gift. The promise was a baby, Emmanuel, God Himself.
Thank you.
that occurred on that evening is a story of joy. It's a story of wonder, of magnificent promises made and kept. It's a story of faith, of love, and light and worship. It's a story of long journeys and incredible discoveries. It's a story of kings and angels, of shepherds and priests, and of young and old. It's a story of ordinary people. But above all, Christmas is the story of Jesus. When we sing at Christmas, we sing about Him. When we celebrate at Christmas, we celebrate about Him.
Whisper. Thank you.
Promised what had come, they ran to Bethlehem and presented him their gifts of worship. When the wise men knew that he was born, distance could not keep them away. They came and brought him precious gifts, gifts fit for a king, and they bowed low and worshipped him. How can we do any less? Like the wise men and the shepherds, let us bow down and worship him and present to him our finest gifts.
Do my part, yeah.
there was light. When his son was born into the world, God said, let there be light. And the glory of the heavens flooded the night sky. When God enters our heart, he says, let there be light. And he fills us with the warmth and glow of his holy presence. Jesus, the light of the world, has come, and we have seen his glory. The glory of the one who lived in time and fills eternity. The Alpha and the Omega, and the beginning and the end.
Oh God, and Heavenly Father, may it be so for each one of us this Christmas season. And we think of the words of the prophet who said that there would be one born, Emmanuel, God with us. And he also said that this one that would be born, child born, son given, the government would be upon his shoulder, the name would be Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And he foretold the time that the light would shine to those that dwelt in the land of the shadow of death. And we are conscious of the fact that this time of year, this particular year, that there are many that are dwelling in the land of shadow of death this time. And we just would pray especially for them this time, that little town in Connecticut, that they would really see the light of the Lord shine upon them and feel the comfort of the Holy Spirit. We would just remember them as well. And we just give thanks for the fact that we have a wonderful Heavenly Father who loves us, cares for us. And he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever would believe on him will not perish, but have everlasting life. And so, as we close this time, we would repeat those words of the hymn writer, O Holy Child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray, cast out our sin, and enter in. Be born in us today. We hear the heavenly angels, the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. O come to us, abide with us, our Lord, Emmanuel. May this be true of everyone in this room, we would pray. And we ask this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he is the one who came into this world, and he came as a baby, but he grew up with that purpose to die for us on the cross and to take our sins upon himself, to bear our burdens, and to be the one who would carry our sorrows. And so we just give thanks for the one who is that unspeakable gift, the indescribable gift that was given as we celebrate this Christmas season. So now we give thanks for the Lord Jesus Christ, and it is his name that we ask these things and give thanks. In Jesus' precious name, amen.